Alrighty, welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. We are in deep stretch. This is Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com. He's going to have the winning formula for us momentarily. Big one tonight in Minneapolis, Vikings and New York Giants. We've talked about it all show. If the Vikings win tonight and next week, they are NFC North Division champions for the first time since 2009. Let's get a DraftKings extra point and an update from New York on the Giants.
The New York Giants come into this game with playoff hopes alive. They need some help, but if they win out, they still have a chance to win the NFC East. They have lost four of their last five games, but they are playing some pretty good football. A big reason they're playing so well is their quarterback, Eli Manning. Eight touchdowns and one interception in the Giants' last two games. And his top target is Odell Beckham Jr. 100-yard games in six of his last seven contests. You simply cannot cover him one-on-one. You can make the argument the top wide receiver in the National Football League.
And it is caught for the touchdown by Odell Beckham Jr. And the Giants have come all the way back.
Beckham got the best of Norman on that one.
On defense, the Giants' pass rush has been a lot better since Jason Pierre-Paul got back on the field.
Play fake, little boot action to the right, under pressure, hit, sacked by Jason Pierre-Paul, back at the 11-yard line.
Now the Giants' main weakness is their secondary. They've given up more than 300 yards per game through the air on average. That would be an NFL record for the most passing yards allowed in a season. The Giants trying to fix that in their secondary with the presence of two good cornerbacks, Prince Amukamara and Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. That's the New York Giants, guys. It should be a good game against the Vikings. We'll see you on Sunday night.